I've just watched the turmoil in mm-hmm. women.
Yeah.
And I've never said anything.
Have you ever said anything?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, grab your coffee, stilettos, and hop on the Hot Mess Express.
Welcome, ladies, to the Hot Mess Express, where we dive deeper into the real life business women and all of their amazing things that they do and the traumas and trials and tribulations that they go through and how they overcome it. So I want to welcome you back. It's been a long time since we've actually done a podcast. And so for the start of the year, I'm actually having one of my favorite people on. Kim has been a huge, huge influence in my life when it comes to learning who I am, learning my beautiful angles, my ugly angles, stand up tall, chest out, chin up. Yeah. So Kim is the owner of Genesis Imaging.
She is the one.
Images.
Genesis
Imaging.
We'll do it.
Go ahead.
Genesis Images. Cut. Okay, no.
Cut. Okay, Kim. So Kim is the owner of Genesis Images, the one that makes me look that damn good. I don't know, look at you, but look at you too. I love it.
Shout out to Ben. He did that.
Yeah. Oh, Ben took that one. Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't know, Genesis Images is a team. The team of Kim and Ben. They're married. They have two beautiful children who I love and I want to just eat them up all the time. They're amazing. So, but Kim, I care about Kim more than I care about Ben, right? Aww, yeah. Ben's back here eating chips. I love him. No, I love them both. They're great. But I wanted to have Kim on here specifically because Kim's got some amazing things going on for 2024, and I'm super proud of her. And one of the things that we do on this podcast is we lift each other up. And so this year, Kim, what do we got going on? What
we hopping right into that? Okay.
Yeah, we just dive.
Okay. So yeah, I'm competing for Miss Arizona, which is big, humongous. Just this year they allowed women of all ages. So over the past 3 years, they opened up the Miss Universe organization, allowed for moms, for married women, for trans women, and now they lifted the age limit. So it's for we back out here.
So us old women.
There is a 6-year-old competing in the Philippines.
Stop it. But I mean, good for her.
Good for her. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, there's the competition, there's the judges, and but everyone can join.
Right.
So, you know, we go through the screening process, but the fact that it's an opportunity, because I mean, 3 years ago, there was no way I could even join, you know?
Like, so let's talk about that. So that's one of the things. So we always go into growth, how we've grown from the cute little munchkins that we are, right, into this powerful woman, you know, that we are today. Mm-hmm. So kind of give me a background on Kim.
Well, I grew up in the Philippines. I love music, so I went to the University College of Performing Arts in the Philippines, and then I got introduced to pageantry because from growing up tomboy, the one time I get to go on stage and I get to wear makeup and wear pretty gowns, and so I did that. That was my sport for 10 years. Mm-hmm. The main goal was to compete internationally, right? That was kind of where I was growing up. That was the Kim. And then I met my husband. I think through my relationship with him, I had to deal with my past. He gave me a safe space to actually just feel all of the emotions. And so I feel like becoming a mother, there was like a struggle there because I didn't have the nurture and that connection with my own mom.
Did you feel like you didn't know how to
there
be a mom?
There was a weird, not necessarily, it came naturally to be a mom because I knew what I needed, but it was... It took me a minute for my brain to actually put together that he needs me so much that this is important. Because I didn't have that. I didn't go and cuddle my mom. And it was a weird, like, feeling for me. So I think becoming a mother, and it's like reparenting myself.
Yeah.
And so that made me, that definitely added so much growth and maturity to me as a person. And then I had my daughter, and then it was a whole different story because then I saw myself.
Right.
You know, boy, I had a boy and I'm a boy mom. But then the daughter came in and she has a personality. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Like she'd be like shouting at me.
Right.
But I saw my little self and I became more emotional mm-hmm. and just emotional towards baby Kim.
Yeah.
Where, so I think becoming a mom and then choosing to become an entrepreneur instead of a 9-to-5.
Right.
That definitely matured me as well because I had to learn all the aspects of like basically how the world works mm-hmm. if you're a business owner.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what molded me into who I am today.
So one of the things that you said that I have to deal with mm-hmm. on a daily, right, is you grew up in a household where there was no physical,
affection.
Right? There's no physical affection. Mm-hmm. There's no, I just need to come cuddle with you.
Yeah.
Right? And so.
There's awkward attention.
Yeah. And so it's actually a proven fact that mm-hmm. kids who grow up in a situation or a household like that end up going one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. They go the one way where, like you did, that's just how it was. That's how it is. And so you don't need that physical affection, right. attention. You don't have that. If you didn't get it, you're not going to give it, right? Or you go down the other road where you seek it. Mm-hmm. That's me. As a human, you look at how you deal with that in relationships. How do you and Ben function in a relationship, right? So me, and I'm not saying my parents were bad by any stretch of the imagination. They didn't, you know.
They were doing their best that they knew.
Exactly. So again, they had two paths to choose. Which one was it, right? And mm-hmm. so now you're having to, you're looking at the kiddos and you're like, okay, like, why do you need this?
There's a disconnect mm-hmm. where I didn't understand as a child.
Once you put the two and two together, now what is your need at home?
I feel like the home for me has already become a stable, like we've worked out, like me and Ben's parenting styles are the same, which is great.
Right.
What I need was more of outside of the home, because we've created a really safe space at home that, mm-hmm. you know, I have the emotional and me as a mom, like, that's doing really well. Me as a wife, like, we're doing good. We've been through it, worked through it, and now we're here. So I feel like what I felt like I need was to focus on what my dream was. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's also why I'm joining Miss Arizona, because I wanted to like, bring back the dream that I've had throughout my life and, like, fulfill mm-hmm. that part of me. And everybody needs that because we're still individuals at the end of the day. As much as I am a mom and a wife, like, I'm still Kim.
Right.
And I have things that I want to do. So that's where I'm at right now.
And that's important. And I think that is so important for the female.
Yes.
The female mm-hmm. to realize and understand, like, even though you're a mom, even though you're a female business owner, even though you are doing all of these things, you still have your own identity.
Yes.
And that's actually, it's funny. I tell everybody, they're like, oh, it's Gracie's mom. Listen, I have a name.
Like, Ryan Payne,
right? Like,
yes,
oh,
exactly.
You're so, like, I have.
Or it's the Allstate agent.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Okay, but.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that you focus on those dreams. And, like, I don't know if you knew this. Mm-hmm. I went and applied for the police department.
Okay.
I got accepted.
When was it?
You're like, wait, what?
What? Like, what
is this? Most people actually don't know this. It was actually right before Gracie. So, so I actually got accepted, mm-hmm. right? And so I was going to go through the academy and all this kind of stuff. And during the process here in Arizona, you have to sit with the background investigator and all this kind of stuff. And I said, they asked, you know, like, have you ever been in therapy? Yeah. I'm in active therapy. The look I got was like, wait, what? It wasn't a judgment look, but it was more of like a shocked look, right? And I said, what's the look for? And she's like, you look and you act like you got your shit together. Girl, no. No, am I confident?
Yes.
Sure. On the outside. Mm-hmm. I said, not like that, but if I go to, now, I love the fact that you can talk to Ben, right? Mm-hmm. And that is what your partner is supposed to be there for, is to be your rock, your sounding board. But also, too, I didn't have that. I never felt that connection. Now, I have a best friend that I can talk to that knows and they've watched me, and I actually hit on that on one of the podcasts that I did. Like, I sat in a fire truck one night and just bawled my eyes out and let it all out. And, but again, when a friend or a husband or a sister or, you know what I mean? Somebody that's close to you relative wise and you're telling everything to, they have a vested emotional interest in you. So their thoughts and their opinions and, you know, what you should do is semi-tainted, right? And I don't mean tainted as negative, but I mean, they're biased.
Yes.
And so I looked at the lady, I said, listen, I love going to a therapist because there are days that I could tell my husband at the time and he could look at me and I'd be like, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. But I go see you and you tell me the same thing he did. And I'm like, you're right, because there's that emotional investment where I'm being defensive, he's being defensive, or whatever the case may be.
Comfort that you can still lash out a little bit.
Exactly,
and it's not in a professional like healing type.
Right, right. And it's to that point where you have a wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, people with trauma have walls.
Oh yeah,
like brick walls. An onion.
Like Shrek.
Oh my God. I was going to say like the front wall. Like,
No, Shrek, where the analogy of onion. I love that. I think that's a great analogy.
It is.
Put in. Yeah. We're like layers. You got to peel off the layers. Eventually Shrek was a nice onion.
and some of those layers stink and some of them don't.
Oh yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. And so, but that is the therapist for me. That's why I tell everybody, like, get the negative view of a therapist out of your mind, because that negative thought's only going to block you from growth. Mm-hmm. But also too, when a therapist talks to you, it's like they get to play devil's advocate, right? And be like, okay, so what if this? And then what if that?
Something that maybe a person that you're related to or have might not suggest or might not see because of their limited point of view that they know. Yeah. You can do, or what they can do. Really, what their suggestion is what they know.
Right. Or there's that fear of, I know you, so I'm not even going to say because it could be bad.
Or you could react a certain way. Right.
But that therapist, they're like, listen.
Here's the avenues that we can take.
Yeah. Like, here's my suggestions. And I can't get emotionally mad at them because
he's just, like, just suggesting what, you know, this is the human thing. Right. This is what you've been reacting to. Mm-hmm. Here's some things that worked for here, this and this and this. Let's try this for you. And what, you're going to be like, I don't want to do that. Like, then maybe what I should try. And I feel like it's a fresh perspective where you're like, I haven't tried that.
Right?
Let me try it.
Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or have you tried it? Yeah, I did. Did you really put thought and effort into it?
Is your intention when you tried it, like, where you're at right now? Like,
yeah, give it 100%. Mm-hmm. Don't give it 5%. Be like, it didn't work.
Yeah. That's usually the case too.
I mean, that's what we tell our kids, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the questions that I have to ask my kids and whatnot, like, is it going to make or break your life? Is it going to make or break right now? Is it a live or die situation? Because if it's not, then it's not important.
Exactly.
Right. And so
it's so hard in the moment when you're thinking of like
growth, girl. That has been a growth for me. And that went to Jim as well, because he was so like everything had to be in its way. And I could clean the kitchen and then he would literally go behind me and it literally like, and he would get frustrated. And I'm like, listen, freeze. Is this sitting here going to make or break your day right now?
Right.
Is it going to literally make or break your life?
Right.
Because if it's not, then turn around and walk away.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
And there's tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a mess again.
And it finally, hit him.
Yeah.
When I was gone in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a phone call when he was like, how do you do this?
Yes, I remember that.
And I was like, what? And he goes, I literally just cleaned up all of her toys. I'm trying to make a bread. And she just keeps pulling toys.
She's a dude.
Yeah. Like, you gotta let it go.
You know, we're trying to get Soul to clean up, but like, he's 5. One day we're not gonna have toys on the ground. One day they're not even gonna be at home. Like, we're gonna have a perfectly clean home. We're gonna miss the fingerprints all over the
and then we're gonna windows. Ask them to come over.
Yeah, and they're not gonna want to co-op.
Yeah,
with mom.
Yeah.
So, whatever. If it's a messy house.
Well, and so my best friend that was his spouse is very similar, right? Oh my gosh!
I mean, that's mean to be honest with you.
No,
like I feel like I can't work unless the house is clean.
So I mean, it's different though because you work at home. Right? Like, you stress out because you...
Right.
This is my workspace, right? Yeah. So I can leave it a mess, and then I have blinders because I'm not here.
Right, you can go home.
I can leave. Be like, peace out. Right?
See, and I told you, babe. It makes sense, like, why I'm mad.
She needs an office.
I do.
Right? Feel free. Come on. But legit, so it's a horrible balance.
Yeah.
Right? And as a parent, you want to teach your kids... If you take something out, you need to put it away, right? Learn how to clean. But at the end of the day, when kids go to bed, it takes 20 minutes to clean up their toys, and then you're fine. Is a house going to burn down because the toys are sick? No, it's not. Yeah. Are you going to physically die from those toys sitting there while you sit in your chair and work? No. You're not.
It's just a brain.
Yeah.
It's a human error that we just seek perfection because it makes us feel a type of way and makes us progressive. But, like, not really. We don't need it.
No.
Like, we were all kids at one point that we probably made big messes. But we were molded and whipped up into where you can't do this. You can't do this. And put that away or you're going to get grounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was instilled in us to where, like, for me, it was like washing the dishes back then was a punishment.
We had to do dishes because we didn't have a dishwasher, right? Like, that's what it was. I can't to this
we
day.
We had a dishwasher. We weren't allowed to use it because I don't know why.
It's funny that you say that.
I don't know.
Grow right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What is it? You don't allow that.
So, this is such... This is a trauma thing for me, right? So growing up, we had to wash dishes, okay? To this day, I can't stand people would put like bread in the sink and it get all soggy. I can't do soggy bread. I can't even eat bread pudding. Like let's throw it down, okay? I can't eat bread pudding because of that. I'm like, ugh. So, but then when I became an adult and being in the military, very structured, you know, whatever. Our houses came with things called dishwashers, right? I didn't wash a dish unless it was like overflow from like Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, right? So, and I learned dishwashers are actually more effective. They sanitize and and I'm like, cool. And if I wanted glass to look crystal and not, I'm like, sweet, right?
Yep.
So moving here, I literally looked at the dishwasher and I was like, what the hell is the blue tape on? And he goes, what do you mean the blue tape? And I was like, what is that? And I like rip it off and he goes, I don't know, what is that? And I looked at him and I said, what's what? He goes, what is that? I said, it's a dishwasher.
Oh.
So I opened it because again, one person, one spoon, one fork, one, you know, like five, whatever.
Yeah.
He just did it as he went. But that's his very strict, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, sweet. Brand new dishwasher? Like, I get to use it? No. Nope. So, I should have seen it then, but I didn't because I was in that pleasing stage.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm in that fixing stage. Mm-hmm. I'm in that, like...
This is before the navigating.
Right, the stupidity. Yeah. So then, now, fast forward a couple years, right? My kids are like,
Mom, if we eat, we have to do the dish and we have to dry and put it away.
Yes. Why? What happened to the dishwasher? Because I don't want to argue.
What happens to the dishwasher? Clean it out.
I want to use a dishwasher.
Right? I know. I want to use a dishwasher.
Yeah, I can sanitize the bottles.
But his way of thinking is he can get it cleaner than a dishwasher can.
Okay, it's the OCD. It's the actual.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, it's not even that. It is. It's a power. Mm. It's holding that. It is. Control. Holding that power and control. Like, you need to teach the kids that. Well, they're not always going to have a dishwasher.
In a way, like,
which is fine.
Learn to wash the dishes.
Sure. But to say, we're not using the dishwasher.
Right.
So, like, again, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or if I have people over and there's lots of dishes and whatever, just throw them in the dishwasher. It's not a big deal. Yeah. No. And I'm like, wait, what? And so, like, we would do them. And it finally got to the point, I freaking hate dishes now, right? And then it got to the point where I would put a dish in the sink.
Yeah.
That jack wagon would literally take it out, set it on the counter, do his own dishes.
And put it back in
because it's not his dish. So now I go back to my counselor, my therapist, and be like, I hate dishes.
Yeah.
And... oh my God, like, I just want to go out and whatever.
So that makes sense.
So literally, you know what I started doing and not realizing?
Like,
ordering out.
Or you know what? You should buy the paper plates.
We have paper plates.
You know what you...
No, because the fork's still... Right? So, but literally, my trauma response to us bullying everything was to order out. Mm-hmm. Hell no, I'm going to buy myself a brand new dishwasher. Like, it's happening. Like, I'm done. But again, it took 4 years for me to go, this is the stupid shit that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to deal with my trauma.
And it's very simple if you think about it, but it's not.
Because
you're not going to be happy.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to be very unhappy.
Yeah.
Which is not worth it. So I would wash my dish.
Right.
See, I think it's funny because I never... liked washing dishes because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like it did not bring me
a negative connotation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense that, like, for you, it's just dishwashing. Like, Ben would be like, he was a dishwasher. He'd be like, it's so easy to wash a dish. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, there's a lot of dishes and, like, I'll do it, but I'm just, like, it's
the
just,
nasty soap, everything sits in
the
there.
The sponge.
Oh, and the bacteria. Like, all I can think back to is like the smell of the. Okay, so did your mom or you use the washcloth?
And then it sticks on your hand. Oh, that is like the worst smell in the world for me.
I'm like,
there was one year.
Sipping my hands down because I like cleaned earlier.
I always buy new sponges. Like, that is, we have like a stack of sponges because I can't, like.
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know you can wash your sponges? Mm.
Fuck that. No, I don't care. Okay, anyway. All right.
Anyway.
Where are we at?
Oh, I literally covered everything that I wanted to cover.
This is such a great conversation. I mean, it's always so fun, me and you.
This is how we talk anyway.
Legit.
Yeah.
But our conversations are crazy.
Yeah. Legit cray. We cray cray.
We cray cray, and I love it.
But no, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. And no, this is fun.
Yeah. I'm super excited to watch your growth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got 70 days.
70 days.
To kick names and take some butt.
May 27th. What's funny is, like, I haven't announced it yet, so...
Ooh,
May 27th.
But I mean, the shoes though, I was like,
I know.
What's Chinese laundry?
Yeah, people pick, like, people get it. Like, the people that know me from the Philippines. I mean, I've been tagged multiple times to join, but I'll just laugh about it. Like, no, whatever. Like, what do
I think? So I think that you need to come out and just be like,
oh yeah,
I'm so freaking excited.
Oh yeah.
Like,
I'm planning to do it on my birthday. So it's 2-3 weeks from now.
When's your birthday again?
February 23rd.
Oh, that's right. Because you're right before me. Literally a week.
The 20th.
Yeah, a week before me.
Look at this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will. I am.
I'd say we go party, but I mean.
We should just party with the babies.
That's right.
Legit. Party.
My party is like sleep.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having coffee with my friend on my birthday.
And a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember the darkness? I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I've been like, I'm going to sleep. Like, literally at night nowadays, I'm like, I'm sleepy. I usually wake up, I stay up till 2.
No,
I find, and I feel like the one thing that I love about competing is I actually changed my lifestyle. Like,
that's awesome.
I'm eating healthy, and then when I'm eating healthy, the whole family is eating healthy. Amen. I'm taking care of my skin.
His Ben came in and he was like, "Look, Doritos."
Yeah, so this is his. He has his own thing. Like,
how's the Chinese next door?
Yeah, exactly. So luckily, I'm not influenced by his choices, but.
I thought I saw you over there sniffing.
Yeah, Doritos. I was looking at it. But I'm not into chips anyway, so easy for me.
Girl, that's my weakness.
I don't like chips. I was cookies, girl. I love cookies.
Ooh, see, I can totally go without.
Yeah, see, no.
My daughter made no bakes last night, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Cookies, give me the bag of chips.
But now I'm good. Like, I cut out sugar. I'm looking at my macros every day.
Yeah, she's mad to do my macros. I'm gonna do my
right. I'm gonna talk to the trainer this weekend. Look at us,
yeah, girl.
But yeah, so that's I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, and I definitely look forward to watching your transformation and your growth because that's huge. Okay. You've grown a lot in the last 2 years, and I'm proud of you. It is crazy.
I mean, we met and I was burnt out working and just.
You were a hot.
I was a hot mess.
Yeah, you were a hot mess, but I was right there behind you.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Yeah, I was a hot mess. I didn't know how to navigate. Like,
I was crying a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, but we hit
which
that.
Is good, but like, still, yeah, like, I was so stressed out. Now, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. I'm growing.
Yep.
You too. Yep.
Yes. But it's that service shifting. We are shifting our lives.
2024.
Yep.
And it's all at the end of the day. It's a choice that we can make.
It is a choice. I mean, that's huge.
You could say it because you've lived different lives. You've married, you've been married a few times to where that's a whole life itself.
Girl.
It's a whole lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's a whole personality you have to bring out. So if someone can get divorced and remarry and live a whole completely different life, like there's so much change is possible.
Oh yeah. Change is, it is. But the moving forward, the growth for me and myself is.
I'm proud of you.
No longer am I living for other people.
There you go.
I'm living for me.
Oof.
And that's the biggest thing. 2024. Yeah, 2024. We gotta live for ourselves.
Hold you accountable.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all my chips and my.
Yeah.
So afterwards, after your pageant, we're gonna go like totally.
No, I'm competing for Miss USA after.
That's great, but we're still gonna go get Twisted Sugar or something because we're gonna go.
After I win. Oh yeah, no, we're going to Sugar Bowl.
And yes,
yeah, we're getting our eyes off for sure.
There's what's up? I just got set one the other day. It's like yogurt and something. But.
Sugar Bowl. Or there's like the Sugar Factory.
Yeah, or something.
We got a debate.
So, but it has to be after I compete.
Yes.
Yeah.
After we compete.
Yeah. So after all competitions are done, big old fat cheeseburger.
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah. I still eat my cheeseburger without the buns.
Yeah. No, I
have. I'm eating. I'm actually eating.
Good for you.
Yes.
People doing don't. It right people. That's there. You go doing it right. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate you. I love your face. Thanks for being on Hot Mess Express.
I appreciate you guys listening. For more information, more reels, more crazy stories into my crazy hot mess of a life, hop on my Instagram. It's the Hot Mess Express, HOTT, the Hot Mess Express. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next time.